At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Doug, and he says thank you for everything, and I hope you find Christ. But the truth is the truth is the truth, unquote. Well, Doug, thanks for the donation. Since you left it at that, I wanted to cover an article called The Vanishing American Man by Elizabeth Grace Matthew. But I would argue that the reason men are checking out of society is because women checked out first, because they stopped acting and looking like women. In Matthew's article, she mentions how former Nebraska Senator Ben Sass had kids that came into his bedroom on a cool summer night, complaining that they couldn't sleep because the air conditioning wasn't working. That's when Ben realized he didn't teach his kids the difference between something being nice to have versus something you need to have. Ben wrote a book called The Vanishing American Adult in 2017, but Elizabeth doesn't agree with Ben, and she thinks it's more about the vanishing American man instead. Where have we heard this before? Of course, where have all the good men gone comes to mind. So she says the young women are going to college at rates higher than men, and out-earning young men in some cities. But just because men are staying put in their mother's basement while women go off to work on their careers, doesn't mean that women aren't vanishing too. Femininity, poor etiquette, and slenderness are all being replaced by morbid obesity, bitchiness, and a more masculine appearance. The women are still there technically, but it's just that guys aren't going to work themselves to death for a 35-year-old, 250-pound, rude female manager working at the Sizzler. It's shocking to some women that many men do actually have standards. She also says that one of the young women's strengths is that they're less likely to live with their parents. That simply means that many men aren't willing to move out in their early to mid-20s and pay rent money that they'll never get back. Women typically move out from home because they're most likely to argue with their mothers. Women are vanishing from traditional appearing womanhood. And yes, men are disappearing from higher education, participating less in the job market, and fewer are looking for romantic relationships. That's because the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. Women just haven't figured that out yet because their life is more than an economic calculation. It's a social calculation too. Men are avoiding college, which leaves them unemployable with $200,000 in debt, is not in their best interests. Increasingly, many men are working for a wage that doesn't keep up with inflation, while they dodge Me Too allegations at work, which also isn't worth it. So a record number of guys are checking out of the labor pool. Men checking out of relationships is partially because women don't want to date down, and also because the quality of the ogres with ovaries out there keeps on going down. By 2030, 60% of American women will be obese. For men, the bigger a woman gets, the less we notice her. Ironically, she becomes invisible as a long-term relationship prospect. The bigger she gets, the less you see her. The Brookings Institute scholar Richard Reeves believes that one of the reasons the young men are struggling so much is a lack of male role models in their lives. Others, including Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, contend that young men are vanishing because our culture is devaluing traditional masculine virtues and skills. So basically, because the world lacks more guys like Andrew Tate and Jordan Peterson, and because masculinity is now considered toxic. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to when you insult men by putting Ray Barone and Homer Simpson on television 20 to 30 years ago. Did you not see how many men wouldn't just walk away from the Marriage Plantation Clown World show? Given the choice between being a doofus like Homer Simpson and chilling out in your mother's basement like a villain, it's pretty clear. You'll check out because society won't give you any respect. When you turn 60% of men under the age of 30 into incels, and not offer them a realistic chance of having kids and a wife, do you really think that they'll keep working for no cooch? Now the so-called invisible men are making currency invisible too, because they're checking out and creating inflation, because there aren't enough men to do the jobs that are needed. Why would a young man today take responsibility when he has no authority over a wife or girlfriend, and has no way of buying a house and getting ahead in life? You tell men they're toxic enough, and tell women that they're the bestest ever, and women will do just fine. But men will have horrible self-esteem and walk away from work and the mating game entirely. But again, it's not that the men are vanishing. Many of us are just taking a break from this game until the rules change a little bit, so we have a fighting chance. That doesn't include me, though. Men going their own way from work and women is having a serious effect, helping to fuel inflation, and when the system finally realizes that if you mistreat men, we walk away and civilization crumbles, then they'll reward us again. But how do they do that with such piss-poor quality women these days? It's only going to get worse as the sex bots roll out, and with all the high-quality virtual sex that you can get on tap, it'll be even harder for guys to motivate themselves. Then you'll have runaway inflation regardless of the Federal Reserve interest rate policy. They used to be able to lead men around with the carrot stick of sex dangling in front of them. But what happens when technology gives that man a carrot and he stops walking forward? It's going to drag down civilization. Elizabeth says that we can no longer rely on people saying that American men that work hard, support families, and contribute to their communities are good men. We now call them toxic. So now men prefer porn to relationships and dependence on their parents and the state instead of self-reliance. Men have given up and don't care about helping a society that marginalizes them. Plus, let's not forget that American men have no reason to work towards greater comfort in life, because they're already comfortable living with their parents. So American men are increasingly becoming like Southern European men. Elizabeth says this has to be reversed, but then as a mother of three sons, her husband and her are committed to figuring this out. So I guess she cares thinking that her sons are going to be living with her into their middle age, and she probably doesn't like that. So it's impacting her personally and she doesn't want it to. It's like the people that give me shit for not getting married and having a family the way they have. They worry the population isn't replacing itself, and then not all men are doing their parts. But why reproduce when you get disrespected for it and are labeled a buffoon for getting married by mainstream culture? Also, a few of us choosing to reproduce isn't going to change the tide of population crash. Wait and see what happens in 10 years' time with lumber bots and AI girlfriends. Guys will have almost no incentive to reproduce anymore. The 1.5 or 1.6 fertility rate today is going to look high compared to the levels below 1 in 10 years in most Western countries. We won't even be halfway reproducing ourselves, and each generation will be 60% smaller than the last one. Then men and women won't just be invisible, but will be non-existent. This is inevitable at this point. People are going to be shocked at how fast global populations crash. All these trivial tales of men failing to launch will be pushed aside as men become even more apathetic towards the future. Men have lost hope. This is one of the reasons why culture is so important. Why we need innovative films, music, and shows to inspire the young. Hollywoke and the music business have been creatively bankrupt for a decade now. Where are the new innovative sci-fi shows, other than The Expanse, to illustrate a hopeful future? I haven't seen any lately. It's just remakes and repurposed content. If I'm not hopeful about the future, then all I have is the comfortable present. Love him or hate him, Elon Musk has at least inspired people with his rockets. Growing up, many of us had Star Trek to inspire us to become engineers, or other awesome film and television shows to inspire us to get into media production like myself. The world lacks beauty and purpose to get guys off their couch in addition to the possibility of having sex. Elizabeth is going to have to watch her sons get addicted to adult fapping off material and fail to launch. Where it's going to get really interesting is if sex bots are developed, how are teen guys supposed to sneak one into the house if it can't walk on its own and has limited mobility? Then again, it might become socially acceptable and mothers will have to give in eventually. I don't think so without a fight, but I can definitely smell a Hollywoke movie covering it at some point. Then again, they probably won't because it'll be interpreted as misogyny or something. Buckle up for the ride, guys. The world is about to look more like the film Children of Men in the future, rather than Star Trek. Maybe that's why the so-called time traveler that was on Coast to Coast Radio said that in the distant future, people would be forced to have children and contribute to society, or they'd be kicked off the giant floating cities that were controlled by AI and put in the wilderness where they would have to be self-reliant. Since they'd be so dependent on the technocratic state they were living in for most of their lives, that would mean almost certain death. But enough of my ramblings and yet another experimental type of video. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Doug for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women have made themselves unsmashable, and are wondering why men won't put in the effort to be with their slobbish and blobbish selves. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the birth rates from falling below one and ruining the millennials' retirements away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Saving money on everything for your next project at Menards. It doesn't matter what job you're up against. Work's cordless power tools and lawn equipment have the power for you to get the job done faster and easier. The PowerShare 20-volt batteries run longer on a single charge, and they can be used with other tools. Check out Menards' entire selection of Work's cordless power tools and lawn equipment. Plus, the weekly flyer today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.